Maryland is a beautiful state, she said.
This is Delaware.
I know I was one of the original Chinese workmen who laid track on this stretch, but nonetheless Maryland is a beautiful state. So is Ohio, for that matter.
I guess so. Columbus is a tremendous football town. You in the railroad business?
He felt dizzy.
He wanted to keep talking.
Not anymore, she told him. However, if you will permit me to point it out, when you ask someone that, you really should say, are you in the railroad line? Where is your home?
I've been in the army all my life, Marco said. We keep moving. I was born in New Hampshire.
I went to a girls' camp once on Lake Francis.
Well, that's a way north. What's your name?
Eugenie.
Pardon?
No kidding, I really mean it. And with that crazy French pronunciation.
It's pretty.
Thank you.
Your friends call you Jenny?
Not yet, they haven't.
I think it's a nice name.
You may call me Jenny.
But what do your friends call you?
Rosie.
Why?
My full name, the first name, is Eugenie Rose. I always favored Rosie of the two names because it smells like brown soap and beer. It's the kind of a name that is always worn by the barmaid who always gets whacked across the behind by a drayman. My father used to say it was a portly kind of a name, and with me being 5'9", he always figured I had a better chance of turning out portly than fragile, which is really and truly the way a girl using the name Eugenie would have to be.
Still, when I asked you your name, you said Eugenie.
It is quite possible that I was feeling more or less fragile at that instant.
I never could figure out what more or less meant.
Nobody can.
Are you Arabic?
No. He held out his hand to be taken in formal greeting.
My name is Ben. It's really Bennett. I was named after Arnold Bennett.
The writer?
No, a lieutenant colonel. He was my father's commanding officer at the time.
What's your last name?
Marco.
Major Marco. Are you Arabic?
No, but no kidding. I was sure you were Arabic. I would have placed your daddy's tents within 12 miles of the Hagar Range in the Central Sahara. There's a town called Janet in there, and a tiny little place with a very rude name that I couldn't possibly repeat, even if you had a doctorate in geography. When the sun goes down, and the rocks, which have been heated so tremendously all day, are chilled suddenly by the night which comes across the desert like flung cold black stout, it makes a salvo like 100 rifles going off in rapid fire. The wind is called the Khamsin, and after a flood throws a lot of power down a mountainside, the desert is reborn and millions of white and yellow flowers come to bloom all across the empty desolation. The trees, when there are trees, have roots 100 feet long. They're catfish in the water holes. Think of that. Did you know that?
Sure.
Some of them run 10-12 inches. Everywhere else in the Arab world, the woman is a beast of burden. Among the Tuareg, the woman is queen, and the Hagar are the purest of the Tuareg. They have a ceremony called Ahal, a sort of court of love where the woman reigns with her beauty, her wit, or the quality of her blood. They have enormous chivalry, the Tuareg. If a man wants to say, I love, he will say, I am dying of love. I have dreamed many times of a woman I've never seen and will never see because she died in 1395, and to this day the Tuareg recall her in their poetry, in their Ahals, telling of her beauty, intelligence, and her wit. Her name was Dasin Ult Yema, and her great life was deeply punctuated by widely known love affairs with the great warriors of her time. I thought you were she. For just an instant, back there in that car a little while ago, I thought you were she.
His voice had gotten more and more rapid, and his eyes were feverish. She had held his hand tightly in both of hers as he had spoken, ever since he had introduced himself. They stared at each other. Thank you, she said.
You became one of my best and bravest thoughts, he told her. I thank you.
The taut, taut band around his head had loosened.
Are you married?
No. You?
No. What's your last name?
Cheney. I am a production assistant for a man named Justin, who had 2 hits last season. I live on 54th Street, a few doors from the Museum of Modern Art, of which I am a tea privileges member, no cream. I live at 53 West 54th Street, 3B. Can you remember that?
Yes.
Eldorado 9, 2632. Can you remember that?
Yes.
You look so tired. Apartment 3B. Are you stationed in New York? Is stationed the right word? 53 West 54th Street.
I'm not exactly stationed in New York. I have been stationed in Washington, but I got sick, and I have a long leave now, and I'm going to spend it in New York.
Eldorado 92632.
I stay with a friend of mine, a newspaperman. We were in Korea together.
Marco ran a wet hand over his face and began to hum La Sen. He had found the source of the sound of the open A. It was far inside this girl, and it was in the sound of the name Dasin Ultiyama. He couldn't get the back of his hand away from his mouth. He had had to shut his eyes. He was so tired. He was so tired. She took his hand gently away from his mouth. Let's sit down, she said. I want you to put your head on my shoulder.
The train lurched and he almost fell, but she caught and held him. Then she led the way into the other car, where there were plenty of seats.
Raymond's apartment was on the extreme west coast of the island, where firemen had heavy bags under their eyes from piling out 4 and 5 times a night to push sirens to brownstone houses where nobody had any time to do anything about too many bone-weary Puerto Ricans living in one room. It was a strip of city too dishonest to admit it was a slum. Or rather, in all of the vastness of the 5 boroughs of Metropolis, there was a strip of city, very tiny, which was not a slum, and this was the thin strip that was photographed and its pictures sent out across the world until all the world and the minuscule few who lived in that sliver of city thought that was New York, and neither knew or cared about the remainder of the 600 square miles of flesh and brick. Here was the ripe slum of the West Side, where the city had turned so bad that at last 13 square blocks of it had to be torn down before the rats carried off the babies. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town. The west side of the island was rich in facades, not unlike the possibilities of a fairy princess with syphilis. Central Park West was all front and faced a glorious park betrayed only now and then by bands of chattering faggots auctioning bodies, and by an excessive population of emotioned, caparisoned people in the somewhat temporary-looking sanitariums on so many of its side streets. Columbus and Amsterdam Avenues were the streets of the drunks, where the murders were done in the darkest morning hours, where there were an excessive number of saloons and hardware stores. They were connected by trains of brownstone houses, whose fronts were riotously colored morning and evening, and all day on Sunday, by bursts and bouquets of Puerto Ricans. And beyond Amsterdam was Broadway, the bawling Flash Street, the fleshy, pig-eyed part of the city that wore lesions of neon and incandescent scabs, pustules of lights and color, in suggestively luetic lycopods, illuminating littered streets, filth-clogged streets that could never be cleansed because when 1,000 hands cleaned, 1,000,000 hands threw dirt upon the streets again. Broadway was patrolled by strange-looking pedestrians, people who had grabbed the wrong face in the dark when someone had shouted fire and were now out roaming the streets desperate to find their own. For city block after city block on Broadway, it seemed that only food was sold. Beyond that was West End Avenue, a misplaced street, bitter on its own memories, lost and bewildered, seeking some Shaker Heights, desperately genteel behind an apron of shabby bricks. Here was the limbo of the lower middle class, where God the Father, in the form of sunlight, never showed his face. Raymond lived beyond that, on Riverside Drive, another front street of large grand apartments that had become cabbage-sour furnished rooms which faced the river, and an excessive amount of squalor on the Jersey shore. Altogether, the avenues and streets proved by their decay that the time of the city was long past, if it had ever existed, and the tall buildings, end upon end upon end, were so many extended fingers beckoning the bomb. Marco paid the cab off in front of Raymond's building. On an April day, the city was colder than Labrador, and the wind had found teeth which tore at his face. Marco felt like a giant. He had slept 3 hours on the train without dreaming, and he had awakened in Rosie Cheney's arms. He would have a very delicious therapy to tell those pate doctors about when this was all over. When it was all over but the sobbing. Big joke, all over but the sobbing, he thought, giving the driver a quarter tip. He got into the elevator feeling confident that behind Raymond's mustard-colored eyes, there was an almost human understanding.
Not that Raymond was any monotreme, but he seemed pretty much like a Martian sometimes. 53 West 54th, Apartment 3B. He just wanted to hear Raymond tell how he had gotten the Medal of Honor. He just wanted to talk about blackboards and pointers and Chinese and that crude animated cartoon with the blue spot. Eldorado 92632. He wouldn't talk to Raymond about the murders and the nightmares. Rosie. Eugenie Rose. My wild Arab nose. Oh, what a gorgeous nose. Cyrano, Act 1, Scene 1. Pedantic. Does not Aristophanes mention a mythological monster called the Hippocampal Elephantocamelos? That projection room, and the American voice on the soundtrack, and the flat, empty, half-film cans like pie plates used as ashtrays. Suddenly, he could taste the yak dung cigarettes again, and it was marvelous. If he could only remember the name of that brand, he thought, but somehow he never could. He thought about the movement of the many red dots on the screen, then of Raymond, symbolized by the blue dot, and the canned voice telling them that they were seeing the battle action in which Raymond had been willing to sacrifice his life again and again to save them all.